Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Andy Hall. He's the managing director at Erhard Projects Middle East, based in Abu Dhabi. First and foremost, Andy, great to see you again and very welcome to this interview.
Yeah, thanks very much, Bo. It's always a pleasure to meet up with you.
Thank you. And as I always do with my accused or interviewees, I always allow them to elaborate a little bit about their career leading up to where they are now. And tell me or tell our viewers, how did you end up in Abu Dhabi? What's your background? How come you are in logistics in the first place?
Yeah, interesting career path in some ways. I mean, I was obviously originally from the UK. Mm-hmm. And actually working in a manufacturing or fabrication background, because okay. I studied as an engineer from college and university. So, spent the first few years in the UK and had the ability to work throughout certain parts of Europe, working for a Swiss-owned company at the time. And slowly kind of moved into logistics automation system, mm-hmm. which was relative to, the automotive industry. So a lot of what we were actually doing was probably more related to contract logistics, but was literally designing, installing automation systems. Which eventually sent me out to Southeast Asia.
Okay.
And from Southeast Asia, we worked with a German firm right up until the start of the global financial crisis. Okay. And they decided to, close their international doors for all offices internationally and center everything back to Germany. Mm-hmm. And really kind of got the bug of traveling, didn't really, wasn't so excited about the opportunity to go back to the UK. And there was, a few other opportunities on the table. Obviously, most of the roles I've done was sort of project management roles, GM roles, but everything associated around project management. So I had the opportunity to join a company in Southeast Asia, actually based in Bangkok.
Okay.
And it was a heavy lift, heavy transport logistics company at the time, CEA. Worked with them since sort of the early days when we were just sort of four people in the office, and worked on various projects around Thailand, around Singapore, projects for Australia, mm-hmm. Laos, Myanmar, Vietnam. So really had great opportunities to travel, broaden the experience and horizon,
mm-hmm.
In this sort of logistics or project logistics sphere. And then eventually I was offered a position with Fagioli, which, mm-hmm. They are one of the larger heavy lift, heavy transport companies.
Yeah.
So I joined with Fagioli, based in Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, some internal changes inside the organization. They'd been taken over by a company, it was like Quattro R, which was the Italian investment fund. They were making various changes internationally, and one of those was to restructure the Middle East.
Right.
And they asked me to move out to Abu Dhabi to concentrate on the Middle East market, which was, quite new for me. Was a market that I had never actually worked in myself.
Right.
But relished the idea of making a move, new horizons,
Sure.
new opportunities into, you know, a market which is already quite well established, especially in the project industry.
Yeah.
So yeah, moved out here to Abu Dhabi back in 2018.
Wow.
Yeah, worked with Fagioli. We was working, I mean, throughout this region. So we was doing a lot of work within Bahrain and here in the UAE.
Okay.
Challenging periods, because within more or less a year and a little bit, year and a half of being here, we kind of went through all the COVID situation.
Wow. Yeah.
Which I'm sure most people can relate to, various stories of, you know, how they got trapped in a region or whatever. But I must say it was not such a bad region to be trapped in. I mean, you know, the government here, they looked after us very well,
yeah.
Certainly very safety conscious in terms of residents' health.
Yeah.
And obviously the business went on, so we were very fortunate in a way that we'd already secured some major projects during that time. So it was the biggest battle was just execution, seeing kind of the good times when we were chartering vessels out of China, Korea, Europe, with excellent freight rates, where we will be making excellent margins based on what we originally signed the contract for, and then coming out towards the back end of COVID, where the freight rates obviously went in reverse and, you know, sky high. And yeah, trying to manage at least just to break even on our contract rates. So yeah, some interesting times. And then obviously moved over to Ehart back in September last year.
All right.
Just okay. I guess, look, you know, as with most people, you've been in the region for a while. You're seeing how other companies are operating versus your own company. And then looking at, you know, making a strategic move in terms of wanting to try something different in terms of exactly the same field, but maybe with a bigger team around us here in the Middle East, and looking to really gear up for the project business.
Okay.
So yeah, joined Ehart. We've got a team here of 16 people here in Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
So we would say that we probably, the way that we've set up differentiates ourselves a little bit towards your traditional project forwarder, in that we're really orientated towards EPC contractors, as well as, you know, as well as fabricators and other shippers. Certainly the EPC market is something that we're closely related to. So why are we close related? Because the way that we've structured the business, we have in-house heavy lift engineers, transport engineers, architects,
that's good,
and obviously a chartering team. So we're really able to take on, you know, an inquiry, look at the overall requirements, particularly with the EPCs. You're looking at super heavy lift cargo, modules, etc., and various type modes of transportation. By sea would be, you know, barge transportation, heavy lift vessel, ro-ro carriers, semi-submersibles, and really having the team in-house that are able to technically verify each and every movement or shipment.
It's quite an impressive career you have, both in Southeast Asia and now also in the Middle East. And I mean, Speaking a little bit about your current position in Erhard as the MD for Middle East, Erhard, is that a Spanish origin company, I understand, or what can you tell us about, let's say, the origins of the company?
It is, yeah. So, I mean, Erhard is a German name.
Yeah.
The family, the Erhard family, moved from Germany in 1882.
Okay.
To Spain, they were a family of traditionally steel traders. So back during, I guess, would be the Industrial Revolution times, they moved to Spain to trade steel back to Germany, originally for organizations like Krupp, which would be now, I guess, ThyssenKrupp and various others. And yeah, so Erhard kind of set roots in Spain within their main head office, which is Bilbao.
Okay, right.
Which, I think today, you know, if you visit Bilbao, which is a fantastic, actually a very fantastic city in the heart of Spain, you know, with a lot of history. And you can definitely see Erhard stamp within the city, whether it's port infrastructure, but even a number of the buildings are, you know, owned by Erhard or
oh,
leased by Erhard. Yeah, so it's very much a well-known name within that region.
Okay.
So yeah, Erhard is now over 140 years old company. With various arms within the organization. So, you know, steel trading is still key and core to their business.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, part of one of the major divisions that they are working within. And then the logistics industry. So in terms of logistics, obviously steel trading, you need a logistics arm to move
sure.
your commodities around the world.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have a long history of steel trading. As well as that, they've got ships agency, port handling, stevedoring, warehousing. So
right.
Pretty much, if we look on the map of Spain, there's not many ports at all within Spain where we're not present.
I can imagine. Yeah. It's you have a strong background there. On the international side, besides the Middle East, do you have any other offices, let's say, outside Spain besides yours?
Yeah, so if we concentrate towards Erhard Projects, which is a division of Erhard Group, so we
yeah.
have in Spain, based in Bilbao and Madrid, we have our project offices.
Yeah.
And then obviously the UAE, which was established at the beginning of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the end of last year, we registered also our office in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, obviously following this same requirement, which is pretty much the oil and gas hubs within the Middle East region. And, within the UAE and Saudi gives us, a good focus on the Middle East market.
Definitely, yeah. And how do you see, now you mentioned Saudi Arabia, rumor has it that they are really on an expansion mode. I mean, investment, they're in the investment mood, so to speak. Huge projects coming in, the port of Neom, all kinds of huge projects going on. So I suppose you want to have a slice of that cake, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we, as I said to you before, we're working in terms of EPC contractors. So, Technicast, Reunidas, we've been doing business with Technicast Reunidas since we pretty much established ourselves in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
There's, you know, there's a lot of logistics companies in Saudi, but I would say with our expertise, it still leaves us pretty much into a niche part of the market. So managing international freight charters and then domestic road transport, and of course the complications of technical and commercial submissions in line with our clients' requirements, safety standards, etc.
I was just about to mention that's fantastic. You got it all in-house. I mean, you don't have to subcontract or rely on a third-party provider. You have it in-house. You can, you can basically be a one-stop shop for these big EPC companies, and they always have stringent requirements, I suppose.
Correct. And of course, look, if you look at the Saudi market, it's a vast, huge market with, you've got oil and gas is pretty much booming there at the moment with some mega giga projects going on.
Yeah.
And this development of the Red Sea and also NEOM. The amount of infrastructure that's going in there, this vast expansion. It's seeing certainly a busy time for all forwarders and project forwarders, transporters, heavy lift providers, equipment providers, construction companies. The list goes on.
I can imagine.
Especially within this NEOM region. I mean, it's quite a fascinating region, really. As you know, they're looking at new port infrastructure there. One of the big challenges, of course, that they have within that region is accommodation. Housing, either the project personnel, contractors. So this is a major drive that's going on at the moment to put in permanent or temporary accommodation.
In fact, it's funny you mentioned it. I know that one major Swedish company is quite a lot involved in making these prefabricated apartments, so to speak. A friend of mine is down in NEOM now for that particular project. So there seems to be something for everyone there. Speaking for you, sitting in Abu Dhabi, which is pretty much really much in the center, how do you feel about living in the Middle East? You've been there some years now, and just from a personal standpoint, you feel is it nice to live there? Besides when it's plus 50, I guess. But tell our viewers about how it is to live there.
I think the first comment is you take the good with the bad, and the bad just meaning the weather. In terms of the whole community living here, the expat community is so vast. I really see a major plus in living this region. You have every single nationality, religion, everything is going on here. It's a real melting pot. I think that's personally, I think that's great.
If you want to do networking, you are in the right place.
That's right. We are living down here in Abu Dhabi, so it's not quite the bright lights of Dubai, but it has its advantages. I mean, the infrastructure here in Abu Dhabi is excellent. It's an oil and gas hub for the region. It's a much quieter life, but it's very easy to get around the city. The government's investing in various projects, whether it's residential, whether it's leisure. I think there's always something to do and always something to keep you out of the pub.
As long as you have a pub, that's always something. Speaking also of the region, what are the main ports? I mean, everyone knows Dubai. All of our viewers know Dubai and shopping and whatnot and gigantic shopping malls. Fewer know Abu Dhabi, really. And I believe which ports, let's say there's a project in Abu Dhabi, where would you ship it into? There are several options for the UAE, aren't there?
Yeah, there are several projects, and I think this is, for probably international viewers looking at, looking at the UAE as maybe a destination for cargo in terms of inquiries. So I think the easiest way I can explain it is that, obviously Dubai, Jebel Ali is historically and still is a major hub for international cargoes. Abu Dhabi has Khalifa Port, which is the major port within this region. You've got a number of shipping lines which are operating in and out of here. CMA and COSCO have their own terminals. They've got a huge facility, free zones that have been set up, warehousing. There's a lot of infrastructure being put in place. And of course, then we've also got MENA port, but I'm not going to say MENA port's being phased out, but as MENA port, they're really looking at this. I guess they're looking at this towards probably some of their oil and gas infrastructure, but trying to keep in terms of break bulk, general cargo, containerized freight, all out towards Khalifa, which is, I guess, been developed over the last 10 years or
So
so.
that means Khalifa is also a breakbulk port. It's not just a container port. Okay, it's everything. Okay.
It's got its own breakbulk terminal as
Ah,
well.
okay.
And I think that the concept that is good to get over to the viewers is that if it's an ADNOC related project, so say a new oil and gas infrastructure project. In order to apply a duty exemption for this project, cargo has to come in through the port of Abu Dhabi.
I see. So that's a
So,
prerequisite for that, yeah.
yeah, so if you're shipping into Jebel Ali, for example, and it's for the end consignee is ADNOC. There will be issues in terms of if the shippers are ranging up to DDP terms, then duty exemptions, etc., out of Jebel Ali are not so easy. I'm not going to say 100% not possible, but definitely a major challenge and needs to have been planned months in advance. So yeah, this is certainly obviously requirements and also advantages of Khalifa Port.
That's something, of course, that's why you are there to be the specialist to advise overseas clients on stuff like that. And what people wouldn't know in advance if they sit in Sydney or Melbourne and ship something in, they probably wouldn't know that unless. Yeah, it has to be checked in advance. I mean, with your team there, do you the company you have, one of the final questions here, when you're in the Middle East, what are the rules? Is this company totally Erhard's own, or must you have a sponsor? How are the rules to have? Can you issue invoices? There are all kinds of rules in different countries for having your own company. How does it work in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, so I think the UAE in general set up a number of incentives for foreigners, foreign companies wanting to set up in the region. And depending on the type of business that you're performing, you can, of course, have a 100% foreign-owned company, which is a LLC here. Which Erhard is now 100% foreign owned. You can of course have a local branch. So, for example, you're a Swedish company. They can have a foreign branch here, which is just more of it's just an extension of your overseas office. A few more restrictions in terms of the type of business you can perform. In terms of sponsors, of course, the way that Erhard is set up, we do have a local sponsor. I think having the local sponsor is definitely important in our type of business. We're in the oil and gas sector or EPC sector, dealing with companies like ADNOC and other major government-owned companies. I think it's imperative for us to have a good and a strong PRO.
I understand, and of course it's I mean, just to put it in context, how many foreigners live live there, and how many locals? Just to have an idea in the UAE. It's
Yeah, look, I'm putting out numbers here, so
just roughly, roughly.
don't quote me on this. But yeah,
No,
from what I understand is, I mean, we're talking numbers of around 10, 11 million people.
yeah.
And I would say in terms of UAE nationals, I would say that's around 1 million.
Incredible.
Yeah. Which is obviously in most countries is the exact opposite. You know, the number of foreigners is much less. Yeah, so we are all, or the majority of us, we are expats, we are guests in this country. And of course, you know, there's a level of respect that we abide by. It's their rules. But in, you know, in all honesty, I mean, the rules are always very fair, the way that you have conduct business here, the way that you're treated has always been exceptionally good.
No, I have to admit that sitting up here in Northern Europe, where we have all sorts of trouble, we could learn a thing or two for how it's run down there, and we seem
Sure.
to have endless list of headaches here for lack of proper regulation or enforcement or whatever. So, but that's for another discussion, and we won't finish today, you know. So,
No.
but Andy, I must say, really, it's been a pleasure to speak to you today. As I said earlier, before we started, you look like a happy camper down there, and happy in your new position there. I'm sure Erhard will do good with you at the helm there. So I
Yeah,
want to
thanks.
formally say thank you very much, Andy, for this interview.
Yeah, thanks very much, Bowen. I think we will see you latest. We'll see you in February.
Definitely. Oh, I can't wait. I need to buy some more gold there. But anyway,
We'll look forward to it. Thanks very much.
definitely. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, excuse me, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Andy Hall, the Managing Director of Erhard Projects Middle East, based in Abu Dhabi, UAE. A very competent and skilled person with many years to his experience in both the Far East and now also the Middle East. So do contact him if you need help in the region. And for me, Project Cargo Weekly editor, thank you very much, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.